All right, you know what time it is. It's time for another October update.
Woohoo!
But first, this is Gem Hunt, our family horror podcast, where we usually dig up a movie with less than 5,000 votes on IMDb, watch it, talk about it, and ultimately vote on whether it is a turd or a gem. However, that is not what we're doing on this episode. As I've noted, we are trying to do these weekly updates just to keep everybody apprised of what we have been watching. My name is Cody, and I don't have a Halloween costume yet. Whatever shall I do?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
I'm Beth, and I'm gonna be Columbo.
Yeah, that's a good...
But I don't have all of it, just the coat.
That's a good choice.
All you need is the coat, really. Must be nude under there.
Yeah, that's, I mean... That was going to be mine. I was also going to have like a long jacket, but I was not going to be Columbo.
All right. Back to the five dicks or whatever.
Yeah. I was going to be a man with five dicks. Okay. So we're going to go through our list of movies that we've watched recently, and we'll do a short five word or less approximately description of each one. And then we might compare a couple notes. We'll move through these pretty quickly. If we saw something we liked, we'll tell you about it. So, here we go, without further ado. And this is, we have a pretty long list going now. So, this was a while back, and I don't even know the dates anymore. I'm completely...
Where are we?
Yeah, I'm completely lost. So, we watched The Advent Calendar, a 2021 French film.
I said Dead Legs, Dead Dog, Merry Xmas.
Oh, that's a good one. Mine was stupid. I just wrote hella fucked up advent calendar.
Yeah, nice advent calendar you got there.
Yeah, it would be a shame if something happened to it.
That was good, though.
It was pretty good, yeah.
Gross.
It's a, yeah, it's always fun to kind of find a newer horror movie that hasn't got a lot of talk about it. Next up, we had Hide and Go Shriek from 1988.
Ultimate 80s fun, including gender norms. That's a weird thing I wrote.
Yeah. I had dumb, fun, gay,
yeah,
question mark, slasher. Very much so. That's a fun one. This is a, you know, I had pretty low expectations going into this film, just because I feel like we're starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel in terms of slashers, but this one was pretty fun. So if you haven't seen it, you're looking for kind of a fun slasher with a little bit of a twist to it, check it out.
It really benefits from its location, which is like a furniture store after hours, which I think,
yeah,
it's
there's
cool. Just something fun about that.
Yes, and there's some creepy mannequins.
Yeah, mannequins.
And it all comes together into a pretty good time. So one of these that I watched solo, just to try to get back on track, was a film called Baby Blues from 2008. And I won't do a short description, but basically a mom goes crazy and tries to kill her kids out on a corn farm in the middle of nowhere while the dad is out being a trucker. Location's cool, very kind of October cornfield. It's well made, but it's a little bit too one note, I'd say. It's basically just a mom trying to kill her kids, and I think there was an opportunity there for the film to maybe comment on either women struggling with postpartum depression, or just the challenge of being a stay-at-home mom, or something about capitalism and the American dream, but it just really didn't do that. And I think there also could have been an angle for some supernatural, which it almost seemed like it was going to do for a moment, but then didn't do it. So it was kind of one of those challenging ones where it was completely competent, but just didn't do enough for me. It's always kind of a bummer when you're like almost there.
Sounded like it was sad.
Had a little bit of sadness to it, yeah. Okay, then we got into our big Children of the Corn marathon. So obviously we started with Children of the Corn 1984.
I can't handle Linda Hamilton.
Fair enough. I had corny Stephen King film adaptation. Everybody knows about Children of the Corn. I feel like we don't even have to talk about it. Somehow we missed it during the heyday of 80s horror, but everyone else has probably seen it. Next up, we had Children of the Corn 2, The Final Sacrifice from early 90s. I didn't put a date for this one.
So dumb, so quotable. I saw the corn. And I just want to say it was way better than the first one.
Yeah.
The dumb fun.
I agree. I put worse quality, but more fun.
Yeah.
Because it was a pretty poor excuse for a film, but for some reason it was still enjoyable despite that. Yeah. I feel like it had more heart than the first one.
And more corn.
More corn, yeah.
Fewer children, more corn.
Yes. Okay, then we had Children of the Corn 3, Urban Harvest, from a little bit later into the 90s.
Corned out harder than the original.
Yes. I put tedious city corn children.
Yeah.
They talked a lot about corn in this one. They really made it central, their focus on the corn. I don't know. It was, it was okay up until the end. The end kind of jumped the shark, but I don't know. I'd put it maybe on par with the first.
Yeah, it's just like the second one had some weird magic where it was bad good and the others are just fucking bad.
Yeah. All right, moving on. We had a newer film, Dead Male, from 2024.
Sad synth nerd collaboration gone awry.
Yeah, perfect. I also picked up on the synthesizer angle. I wrote dark retro synthesizer mystery. It is kind of a mystery, but it's a horror film as well. I think this one's a cool movie. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. Word of warning, it is a slow burn. There are long sections where not a lot happens, especially in the horror realm, but I think it's a cool idea, and I think it was well made. Definitely worth a watch for an off-the-beaten-path horror film.
And sad. It was sad.
Yeah, there's some sad. Okay, next up we had The Baby from 1973. Okay, this one's a thing.
New take on breastfeeding.
Ooh, yeah. I wrote super erotic man baby.
No.
This movie is completely insane. Probably the most memorable film we've watched so far this month.
The most disturbing.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
Yeah, it almost feels like a dark comedy to some extent, but also some pretty disturbing angles there. If you haven't seen The Baby from 1973, put it on. Do yourself a favor.
And yeah, the women were great.
Okay. We had Of Unknown Origin from 1983.
Hot Man versus Rat. Who actually won?
Yeah, I had anti-rat propaganda.
Yeah.
There's no rat that could actually do the things that a rat does in this film, but as a creature feature, I guess it had a kind of a fun vibe to it, but also, if you missed it, you wouldn't be missing out on too much.
Yeah.
All right, a newer film again, Friwaka from 2024. I've had multiple people recommend this to me.
Trauma, trauma, trauma in Ireland.
Yes, interesting. Irish lesbian battles folk spirits.
Okay. That one was good. It was good.
It was good. I feel like I didn't embrace everything that was going on. I might have dozed off a bit at one point. It's hard to say. You get deeper and deeper into the month and all the booze adds up. And at some point you fall asleep in films and you miss little bits and pieces here and there. All right. Next up, we got Prey from 1977. That's a good note. 1977. This is not the new Prey from the alien Predator, whatever the fuck. What is it? Predator, yes.
Yeah, which was also good.
Yes. What you got for Prey?
Sexy lesbians versus alien dog man.
Oh my God, I had almost the same thing. I had lesbians versus dog man alien.
And I gotta say, I might choose this for it was a blast and really cool looking. And one of those ones with like textiles and interiors that are my thing.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it was a fascinating film. All right, we watched The Hearst from 1980. Do you want to say anything about this, or should we just do a note about what this is going to be?
Yeah, the verdict's out on this one. The verdict's in. The verdict's out. The verdict is still out.
Yes, because I don't know if we noted this or not. This is Beth's pick for the next full Gem Hunt episode, which we'll get out as soon as possible. I should have reminded everyone. You're not hearing Buggy's voice because she is out gallivanting in the terrible state of California, which is on fire.
Yes, she went to another on fire place called Oakland.
Yes, terrible place, I heard.
She'll be back.
So yeah, stay tuned for an episode on The Hearst from 1980. Okay, moving on, we had The Feast from 2021.
Welsh folk horror home invasion.
Yep. Good call. I also picked up on that. I wrote home invasion with a twist of lime. I don't know why I added the lime part. But
there was a lot about food in it, actually.
Yeah, there was a food angle. There's an interesting twist. If you're going to watch this, which I recommend you do, Welsh film from 2021, definitely is an interesting spin on the home invasion angle. Actually, I don't even know if you could call it a home invasion. Kind of lean slasher at moments, too, but then there's some other stuff going on that will surprise you. Kind of a cool movie. Okay, next up, we had a movie called Leaving DC. I fucking forgot to put the year on this one, but it's relatively newer. Found footage film. What do you got for this?
Dang good for found footage.
Oh, fair enough. I just said, stay out of the country, city boy.
Yeah, take your OCD and dangle.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty interesting for like a one-man show found footage, super low budget, super simple, but it worked. They did some kind of fun, creepy things. I don't know about the ending. Ending kind of left things
I like
dangling,
that.
But
yeah, I think it did the thing that is sometimes hard to do, which is show enough, but not too much to make it kind of hook you.
Yeah, for sure. And then the final list on our list of things that we'll talk about today is a film called Lowlifes from 2025, I believe.
Oh, is that new?
Yeah, I think it came out in 2025, maybe at the end of 2024. But yeah, newer one, probably the newest one we've had on our list so far.
Turn that there, them there, yokel trope on its head.
Yeah, good one. I wrote, guess which family is cannibalistic, which is kind of a spoiler, but
it happens pretty soon.
It happens early, and then you get to see what unfolds after you get the big reveal. But it was pretty good, kind of a dark comedy, but also a lot of gore, a lot of gross shit.
Yeah, it was fun. It was well-paced, well-acted, just kind of different. I liked it.
Yeah. Okay, so we do have a couple movies that we have watched that didn't make it on this list. We'll talk about them on our next update. We watched The Nest from 1987. Last night I watched Schizo from 1976 and possibly a candidate for my Jim Hunt pick. We'll see. What's up next? Tonight we're planning to watch The Pool from 2014, which is a Dutch film, also known as De Pool. Then we're hopefully going to squeeze in a doubleheader to get back on track here. Also adding on Ebola Syndrome from 1996, which I believe is going to be a gross-out film from Hong Kong that I've been meaning to watch for years and years and years and somehow just never pans out. So it's on the list this year. And then to round out the weekend, we got Thirst from 1979, which I believe is an Australian vampire flick.
Oh, fun.
I believe it's Australian, something like that. So, that's what we got. Stay tuned for our next episode on The Hearse, and keep on plugging away with those horror movies. Oh, and quick note, we went to the Skeleton Key Auditorium for a quick perusing of the horror museum there. Beth's talked about it on a special time before. It was my first time. Very fun, so check it out if you're in downtown Portland, you want to do something creepy. Very cool place.
Yeah, they got a lot of cool shit in there. They have more stuff now. I mean, you know, I think they're always accumulating things. It's fun.
Okay, go get your Halloween candy, shovel it into your mouth, and have a good evening.
Peace.
Dirt Dogs on a Jim Hunt. We'll be right back.